in one of the readings at our choir's Christmas concert last month, Reverend Patricia quoted the line, "This Christmas will be different." I couldn't help but think how fitting it would be to apply that thought in a slightly revised form to this Sunday's message. This year will be different. Well, as we begin a new year, we're very much aware, I think, of how much we need to make 2019 different from years past. Issues like climate change, income inequality, our polarized society, and ongoing discrimination of various types, to name only a few issues, all cry out for our attention. And chances are most of us can think of some changes we would do well to make in our own lives, ways that we hope that 2019 will be different for us. And so this Sunday, as we move from Christmas, the celebration of Christ's incarnation, to Epiphany, the celebration of Christ's light shining out into the world, it is fitting for us to consider, how can we help make this a different year? How can we make light shine on our world and on our lives? The story of the Magi coming to Bethlehem is, of course, the scripture for Epiphany. Because they made this pilgrimage, we know now that their new year was different. Matthew tells us that when they departed, they left for their own country by another road, which indicates not only that they were evading King Herod and his request for further information, but also that they went out with a new revelation of God that they had been given. And so they returned home to shine light where they lived. But why did the Magi bother to make such a long and arduous journey to Bethlehem in the first place? Now, we know the star that they sighted was a sign to them of a potentially significant event, you know, perhaps the birth of a great person. And as astrologers, they knew that it was their business to call attention to significant heavenly signs. Now, somehow they knew that this star was one that they simply could not ignore if they were to remain faithful to their vocation as astrologers. They needed to know what cosmic knowledge and meaning it might be pointing to. And so they made the long journey to Bethlehem, where they witnessed God's new revelation in the birth of the Christ child. They realized then that divine light had shined on them, and now they were bearers of that light as they departed. You see, I think the problem with the Christmas good news of Christ's coming is that for most of us, we find it too familiar. We don't bow in awe and wonder at the manger like the shepherds and the Magi, because after all, we've been there year after year for most of us as long as we've been alive. Now, hopefully, we still see it as a meaningful story. But after so many Christmases, it may well have lost its cutting edge and can fall into a taken-for-granted category. And so we don't bow and worship because we're past all that now. We've been there and done that, so to speak. And so we are no longer grabbed by the realization of what Christ's coming means as God has come to be in human form alongside of us. We lose sight of the fact that in Christ we learn how much we are loved in the face of all that the world tries to tell us. In him we are given the pattern for living that will bring us true joy and meaning. We learn then that our lives are meant to matter and that we are created to help carry out God's will for the world. In short, light has shined on us, and we in turn are commissioned to be light bearers. Now, friends, that is a meaning that should touch us deeply and shape our lives. Now, to be sure, we can't come to this cosmic awareness as freshly as the Magi did, but we would do well, I think, to try to put ourselves in their shoes and ask that God would deepen our sense of who we are as those who take the name Christian. What does it mean for us to be God's beloved? Those upon whom light has shined, and those called to make a difference in our world in God's name. Now, in this season of resolutions, we may conclude that we just need to resolve to live out our faith more intentionally. And yes, there may be value in setting goals like this. Last Sunday's covenant renewal service may have provided that kind of opportunity for you. But you know the problem with New Year's resolutions. Too quickly, they get lost in the ongoing busyness of our lives. And so if we are going to make this year different, I believe it will happen because we are different in some ways. When we go deeper into what Christ's light means for us, then that will be reflected then in how we choose to think and act. Some of you know that I was afflicted with a bout of sciatica this past August and September. I'd always enjoyed good health and saw myself as being in good shape physically, until one day, out of the blue, I felt those debilitating pains running down one leg. Well, I knew then that obviously something was amiss, and my status quo image of my physical shape was being called into question. Now, I'm glad to report that several weeks of physical therapy sessions managed to put things right again. But now, you see, the changes produced in my body by the therapy have to be maintained if I'm going to continue to be pain-free. In my last session with my therapist, I asked her how long I would need to continue the physical exercises for my therapy at home. And her answer was, for the rest of your life. Well, in a similar vein, if we want to live out our faith in a way that's different, some changes in our spiritual condition are likely going to be needed, some changes that will endure. So rather than seeing Jesus' teaching and example as just a nice ideal, we need to grow to the point where they give us real meaning and guidance for our lives, that they really shape the kind of lives that we lead. Instead of wondering whether we matter as persons, we need to grow in our sense of being God's beloved daughters and sons. And we will need to deepen our sense that God really has called us personally to make a difference through our lives. Now here, I think the Magi point the way. You see, it was their hunger for a deeper sense of divine meaning that moved them to follow that star, even without knowing where it would lead them. The point was, you see, that they were willing to make the journey, and their lives were changed as a result. So the matter before us is not only how we will resolve to make this year different, but what will we do to deepen our spiritual lives that will undergird any difference that we will make. So what will that mean for you? Do you need to give your worship life a higher priority? Or perhaps more Bible reading? Getting more involved in service activities? To find other spiritual growth opportunities? Even perhaps just spending more time meditating on what your faith means to you. So perhaps your first New Year's resolution will be to give thought to where you will choose to begin. We begin a new year with the sacrament of communion because it reminds us how fully and lovingly the light of Christ has shined on us. Facing his own crucifixion, Jesus offered the gift of himself to sustain and strengthen us in shining light where we live. As you come to the table this morning, then, let this sacrament inspire and encourage you to make this a different new year. Amen.